This is the Texas Standard.
In a small federal courtroom in Alpine, Texas, three Guatemalan women sit side by side in handcuffs and orange jumpsuits. They're young, in their mid-20s, and immigration officials separated them from their children at the border about 90 miles south nearly a month ago. Public defender Chris Carlin represented the women in court.
There is no guarantee that those kids will be reunited with them.
The morning of the trial, Carlin and his team were finally able to officially locate the women's sons. Two of them are 9 years old, and one is 8. They're at a shelter in Manhattan that's contracted by the Division of Health and Human Services that's responsible for sheltering undocumented kids. In emailed statements, Border Patrol officials say families separated at the border will be reunited during the deportation process. But Carlin has his doubts.
There is nothing in the immigration files of those women to show that they ever actually came to the United States with the child.
He's worried the kids' paper trail won't be sufficient to link them to their mothers. Carlin also says the women don't have legal addresses in Guatemala, and they could be hard to locate if deported without their kids. The fact that they crossed with children had little bearing on the trial in Alpine. It was a criminal trial, only meant to determine whether the women crossed into the U.S. illegally, which is a federal misdemeanor they were eventually found guilty of.
A petty misdemeanor is the federal equivalent of a parking ticket. And the consequences of a parking ticket should not be that you lose your child.
The number of families and unaccompanied minors crossing the southwest border in the Big Bend sector aren't as high as in the Rio Grande Valley of Texas or Yuma, Arizona, but they may come as a surprise given the region's remote, dangerous territory. From October 2017 through May of this year, 835 unaccompanied children and 543 families were apprehended in the Big Bend sector. Sources with the local Border Patrol say they arrest the vast majority of families that cross near the official port of entry in the town of Presidio, not out in the more remote, less detectable parts of the region. Presidio Mayor John Ferguson has seen this in action.
They cross in groups, and you're always going to have some adults and children.
He says running into people out in the open who've crossed is a regular part of life in Presidio right now.
If you come upon them, they're usually just kind of alongside the outlying areas of town, but almost like they're waiting for the Border Patrol to come and take them.
El Paso-based immigration attorney Melissa Lopez says there's confusion among her clients about what will happen to them when they arrive in the United States. Some try to take the legal route and file for asylum at official entry points. Others think they have a better chance of staying in the U.S. if they're picked up by immigration officials near the border. Most, she says, are seeking asylum.
You know, we've repeatedly heard mothers say, you know, if their children remain in Central America, they face near certain death. And while coming to the United States can be very dangerous, you know, if their children make it, they have a chance for a future.
Back in court in Alpine, after hearing one woman's testimony of fleeing violence in Guatemala, the judge says he can't imagine how difficult the women's lives are, and there's nothing he can say to make them better. The women are now in the custody of U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. It's unclear when they'll be reunited with their children. In Alpine, I'm Sally Beauvais.